Shabbos, Parshas Vayishlach, Tavshin Samach. The first few psukim in the parsha, especially what Rashi and Chazal tell us how we're supposed to understand them, are very difficult to then understand them. Yaakov sends Malachim to Esav, and he commands them to say as follows: "Koy semron la doini la Esav." This we should say to my master, to Esav. "Koy amar avdecho Yaakov." So says your servant Yaakov. "Im lovan garti voichar adota." I have detained because I was living with Lavan. And then vayhili shor vachamor tzayin veved v'shivcha. And this is what I've come back with. This is sort of my possessions, this is what I own, it's not such great wealth. And Vaeshtoch Alagrilla Dainilim Sechain Bainach, I've come to find favor in your eyes. So Rashi tells us in Lavan Garti, what is he telling Esav? In Lavan Garti, I lived with Lavan. Loina Seisi Sar Vachoshov Elager. Don't be jealous of me, don't hate me because you think I got the brachas, I got the blessings from Yitzchak. I haven't been anything special. I was living in Lavan's house for all these years. I was a ger over there. I wasn't anything chashuv, no sar. Eincha kedai lisnei oisi al birchas avicha that he said, heve givir la'achecha. Shoylin iskaima bi. You see, it wasn't mekuyim. It was not fulfilled. So you don't have no reason to be jealous of me. Rashi brings a famous pshat from Chazal, a davar acher. Garti is the gematria of Taryag. Climber. Im lovan a rasha garti v'tayeg mitzvah shamarti v'lo lamadeti mimaisav haron. So the question is, he's saying that im lovan garti means I kept all the mitzvahs. I was with lovan, he was a rasha, but he had no influence over me, and I kept all tayeg mitzvahs. The question is, who's he telling this to? To Esav. First of all, Esav is supposed to find to make that cheshbon. Oh, garti, he means it's tayag. Tayag, he means he kept all the mitzvahs. Was Esav such a lamdan? Did he understand that? And if he understood that, does he care? Why is he telling this to Esav? Then he tells him, "Vayili shor v'chamor tzayin v'ebed v'shivcha." Now, the Rabbeinu Bachya points out there's a problem with this pasuk because every time we list groups of animals, tzayin always comes first. You see that by Avram, we see that by Yitzchak, we even see it by Yaakov. We don't go through all the places. Rabbeinu Bachya lists all the places. Tzayin always comes first, that category. And here it says shor v'chamor and then tzayin. So from here, this will be a chazal understood that there's a deeper pshat here in shor v'chamor. And Rashi doesn't tell us, but the Medrash tells us. Vayihili, Yaakov was saying, I have shor zu Yosef. As it says in Parshas Devarim, Bechor shor rei hodolei. Chamor, who's this? This is Yisachar, as it says, Yisachar chamor gorim. And then as the Ruach HaKodesh already was saying, Yaakov was predicting that this is going to be, these two children are going to emerge as great Torah, Tamid HaChamim, with Shor and Chamor. But again, what does Esav care that I have Yosef, I have Yisachar, and how is he supposed to figure out? Ahili Shor HaChamor, oh Shor, he means Moshe Rabbeinu's bracha to Yosef. Chamor, he means what Yaakov's going to bench him at the end of the life. How's he supposed to understand that? So to answer this kasha, the Be'er Yosef, Rabbi Yosef Salant of Yerushalayim, that he wants to answer based on something that the Vilna Gaon writes. The Vilna Gaon writes in Megillas Esther. When Esther was talking to Achashverosh, and she said, Ish Tsar V'Oyev, who is this great enemy who I'm all upset about? Haman Araze. The Gemara says in Megillah, Tazayinim Ebeiz, Omer Abelazer, Melameid, we see from here, Shayim Mechave Klap Echashverish. She was really pointing to Echashverish. She was saying, Ish Tzar V'Oyev, we have a great arch enemy. And she's pointing directly to Echashverish. Bo Malach V'Sar Tiyad Eklap Haman. The Malach came and pushed her hand. No, Haman, it's Haman. Which we see that really Achashverosh indeed was just as much as an enemy, as Chazal say, even before that in the Gemara, he was just as much as of an enemy. He wanted to get rid of the Jews just as much as Haman. But why would Esther do that? Was she crazy? She's talking to the Melech and she's pointing to Ahasuerus saying, you are the enemy. You're the one I'm upset about. So Chazal tell us, the Gros says this, but based on other psukim. The Gros says, Plia Gedela, Linyin Ma Mechava Yoda Klab Ahasuerus. What is she pointing to Ahasuerus for? Says the Vilna Gaon that we find by great tzaddikim. Esther, in that case, he said, you find it by Daniel when he's talking to Nebuchadnezzar, you find it by Nehemiah when he's talking to Artaxasta, and you find it by David HaMelech, that their whole mindset, the whole das, was with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when they were talking, on the surface, they were talking to a person, to a human being, to a Melech Basav Adam, but in essence, they were talking, they were having their own conversation with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Vilna Gaon, that's what Esther was doing. But Esther was sort of, she was almost to a point where she was Messiah Das of who she was talking to face to face. She was also almost oblivious that she was had Ahasuerus in front of her, and she was only talking to the Rebbeinu Shleilim. And a Malach had to come along and push her hand aside. She was talking to the Melech, Malchei Hamlochim. She was saying, Ishar Vayev, she was begging Hashem, this is our enemy. And then Hashem had to point it to Haman for the story to continue. And Daniel is the same thing, and Achemi was the same thing. In the middle of their conversations with people, they're also talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Bar Yosef, same thing with Yaakov Vinu. On the same shot here, this is what Yaakov Vinu was saying. On the surface, he was talking to Esav. And the first shot, Im Lavan Garti, I wasn't anything special. I never became anything official. No great wealthy man. You don't have to be jealous of me. You don't have to hate me. But at the same time, he's saying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Im Lavan Garti, Hashem, you know I'm Lavan Garti, V'tayik Mitzvah Shamarti. I kept all the mitzvahs of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I didn't learn from Lavan. And he's saying, another schus I have, Vahili Shor V'Chamor. He's telling Esav, I have a Shor, a Chamor, not so much. He's telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look who I have in my schusim, look who's going to emerge in the future as the B'nai Torah of Klal Yisrael, those who will teach to Klal Yisrael, Yosef and Yisachar. He says, actually, the Zohar really says this pshat, even though the Vilna Gaon is saying it in terms of Esther and others, the Zohar on this week's parasha says, when it says, Vayishtachavu, when the Yaakov Avinu bows down to Esav, the Zohar says, will Yaakov bow down to Esav? How can he do such a thing? So the Zohar basically says, no, he was bowing down to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He had in mind HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Could be, that's also pshat in the Pasuk. Koy Soimran Ladoini LaEsav. Maybe Ladoini means, you say this to my master HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and LaEsav, he's talking on two different levels. This is what the Bar Yosef says. Based on this pshat, I think we can understand something a little bit deeper here also in what was going on. Pasuk Ches, the Torah says, Vayira Yaakov me'od v'yetzolei. Yaakov was very afraid of what was going to happen. He was very afraid of the encounter with Esav. And Chazal, in several places, in the Gemara and the Medrash, ask, what was he afraid of? What was Yaakov afraid of? He knew he was a tremendous tzaddik. He knew Esav was a tremendous Rasha. What was he afraid of? So Chazal tell us in the Medrash, Kol Hashonim Alalu Hu Yoshiv Mechaber Eshoirav Toimar. In other words, maybe you'll say Shehu Bo Olai Mikoyach Kibrov Ein. The Yaakov Avinu is afraid. For the last 20 plus years, Esav was being mechabed his mother and his father, which Yaakov did not have that opportunity to do. And he was afraid that based on that schus of Kibbutz of Aim, Esav would have enough of a schus, enough of a merit, to harm or to kill Yaakov and his children. And this is why it says, Vayira Yaakov Me'od, says the Medrash, he was afraid because Esav had this mitzvah of Kibbutz of Aim. So then, really what Yaakov is saying is, Kadosh Baruch Hu, I'm asking for your Rachmanis here. Vayir Yaakov is afraid, I understand he has this mitzvah, but Tayyag Mitzvah Shamarti. But remember what I have, remember what I did. I kept all the mitzvahs. And Vayir Yishar Bachamor, and I also have schusim for the future. It's strange Yaakov Avinu should be afraid because he has one mitzvah. And he already says he has Taryag mitzvahs. And it's still Vayira Yaakov Moed. So shouldn't it outweigh it? Taryag against one mitzvah he's afraid of. There's a Yerushalmi in Nedarim. Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Chuna says, Osid Esav Arasha Latif Talisai. Esav Arasha in the future will wrap himself with the talis for Leishivim Atzadikim Mimigan Eden. La'osad Lavoi. He's going to take a talis and he's going to walk into Gan Eden. He's going to sit there with everybody else. V'akadosh Baruch Hu Goyrarai U'meitzi Yomisham. Shem's going to come, take him by the collar and flip him out. Throw him out of the yeshiva. No one else is going to say anything. No one else has the audacity to kick him out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'chvei Devatzim has to come and throw Esav out of Gan Eden. How did he get in there in the first place? And why does it take HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take him out, to get him out? So there's a Sefer Meshiv Nefesh from Rav Shapira that explains this Yerushalmi as follows. It's a famous medrash in the beginning of Sefer Devarim, the medrash Rabbin Devarim. Halacha Adam Yisrael Shuzar B'kibud Av Aim Malschorei. What's the schar if someone is careful with kibud Av Aim and does it meticulously? Kach Shana Rabbi Seinu Elu Devarim Shana Mechal Perseil Melam Azeh. Akaren Kayemes Leilam Abba. And the first one on the list is kibud Av Aim. Kibud Av Aim is one of those unique, special mitzvahs that you have schar in this world and the next world. The medrash continues. We'll go to the end of the Medrash, where Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says, "Lo kibed birya savoisav kimoy ani esavoisai." Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says on himself that no one outdid me in kibud av aim. He knew this mitzvah he did tremendously with tremendous perfection, the mitzvah of kibud av aim, except for one person. Who was that? Esav. And he explains why and how Esav was makabed his father with the word certain begadim. He wore only chashav begadim, only special clothing when he went to Yitzchak. Those were the clothing that Yerivka took for Yaakov when he went into Yitzchak to get the brachas. So he had this mitzvah. To once explain that based on this mitzvah of Kibud Av Aim, he had the schus to sit in Gan Eden. Now, how do you get to sit in Gan Eden because you have about one mitzvah? And if you do get to sit in Gan Eden, so why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu able, why is he able to throw you out? So here, I think the pshat is as follows. A very important yesod from the Rambam. The Rambam writes in his Pirush Mishnayos right at the end of Masechtas Makos, going on the last Mishnah in Makos, Rav Chananya ben Akashia Omer, Rotz HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Zakeh Es Yisrael, L'Figach Hirbalam Teiru Mitzvahs. Rav Chananya ben Akashia says HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us a lot of schusim. He wanted to be Mezakeh Klal Yisrael with a lot of schusim, and therefore Hirbalam Teiru Mitzvahs. So he gave us a lot of Teiru and a lot of mitzvahs. We have Taryag mitzvahs. It's a lot of mitzvahs. So the Rambam is basically asking that if you want to give us a lot of schusim, you want to make sure we're going to do it right and get the schusim we need, so give us a few mitzvahs. Give us a handful. Give us three. We'll perfect those three. Give us one. All right, one is too boring, too monotonous. Give us three. Give us five. We'll perfect those mitzvahs and then we'll get the schusim we need. Why 613? Answers the Rambam that in truth it only takes one mitzvah done properly to get reward for Olam Haba. To earn a ticket into Gan Eden, into Olam Haba, it takes one mitzvah, but his lashon is mitzvah, mitaryag mitzvahs karoi, properly, uchahagoin, v'le yishateif ima kavana mikavanasa olam, not done with any other motivation other than to do this mitzvah, no ulterior motive, b'shumpanim, ela sheyasa oisa l'shma me'av. One mitzvah that a person will do, and but he'll do that perfectly, and he'll do that with pure intention, he'll do it l'shma for the mitzvah, and he'll do it out of love for the mitzvah and for Hashem, with that he will earn his skus l'chai ha'olam haba. That's what Rabbi Hanani ben Kashi is saying. Ki ha-mitzvah is b'yoysim harbe. Because we have so many mitzvahs, it's like a whole smorgasbord of mitzvahs. Some people like this table, some people like that table, this food, that food. He says, there's so many mitzvahs, because we're so many different people. He says, everyone will be sure to get one mitzvah, that it will sort of speak to him, and he'll do it so perfectly, with that he'll get a skus on Eilam Abba. The Efshir Shaleyasa Anim B'chayim Achas Mehem, Al Maskunta Ushle Musa, Uvasaisa Oisa HaMitzvah. When he does that one mitzvah, properly, with a total shleimus, with that maisa, his nefesh will live forever in Olam Haba. With that, he explains a very difficult Gemara. He actually brings a raya to this yisayv from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. Rabbi Hanina ben Etzradia, and we know he was one of the martyrs in the period of the Roman Empire, one of the Asura Hurige Malchus, and he was killed publicly because he taught Torah Barabim, he taught Talmidim publicly, Rav Hanina ben Tradjain. And when he was caught by the authorities, he asked his Rebbe, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, he says, Ma ani lecha Eilam Haba? Am I going to Eilam Haba? What kind of question is that, I'm going to Eilam Haba? It was Moshe Nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his Torah. And Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma says, well, klum maise boliotcha, I don't know, tell me some of the things that you did in your life. Tell me some of the things. Everybody knows that he gave up his life to teach Torah. Everybody knows that he had yeshiva and he taught Talmidim his whole life. He was meticulous about all his mitzvahs. What's your question, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma? And Rabbi Chaim ben Etzradia, you have to answer, yes, one time I was a gabbai tzedakah, and one time there was a switching of the money of tzedakah, and I wasn't sure if it was my money or the tzedakah money, and I sort of gave the benefit of doubt to tzedakah, and I paid with my own money, I gave it to tzedakah. Oh, says Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, you're going to Eilam Haba. One mitzvah, because he once, you know, I once crossed a lady, crossed the street, I helped her go to the street, now you're going to Eilam Haba. But all the Torah that he taught. So the way it's understood is that to be sure, in Rav Hanina ben Etzradia, what was expected of him, that his one mitzvah that he did, in total perfection, without any ulterior motives, without any honor coming to himself for that mitzvah, he can't be assured when he's teaching Torah in public, and people see him, and he gets gratification from that, and people know about it, and even he's meisa nefesh for it, he can't be 1,000% sure that that's his tikkun Eilam Haba. But in a case where nobody knew about it, there was one time his money switched, nobody would have known about it. And it wasn't even sure that it was not his money, it was money from tzedakah. And that he did, Rabbi Yosef ben Kisma, his Rebbe told him, that's going to earn you a skus on Eilam Haba. So Esav did one mitzvah, that was it. He had his one mitzvah of kibbutz avayim. And with that mitzvah, seems he did that perfectly. Rabbi Shimon Muliah was so impressed by Esav, he did that perfectly. And with that, he walked into Gan Eden, put on the talis. He says, I'm also here. I belong here as well. I had this one mitzvah. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to come in and say no. On the outside, it looked like you had all these kavanas. You fooled Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. You even fooled Yaakov Avinu, your brother, because you had this mitzvah and you did it so perfectly, and everybody thought you were indeed this was your one mitzvah. And this is a mitzvah which gets not only Skan Eilam Haba, but it's Pereseinu Eichem Ba'Eilam Eilam Hazeh. And that's why Vayira Yaakov Ma'od, he was afraid. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no. I know the truth, Esav, and I know even you, when you did that mitzvah kibbutz avayim, even you didn't do it perfectly. And for that reason, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going out, you don't belong here. Yaakov Avinu didn't know, so he's Vayira Yaakov Ma'od. And with that, he's coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and he's pleading with Kadosh Baruch Hu. At the same time, when he's saying, tell Esav that I didn't become kosher, tell Esav he shouldn't hate me. At the same time, he's saying, Imlov and Gardi, Vitar Mitzvah Shmarti, he's asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to remember his chusim. He kept all Tayag mitzvahs, which is a kasha in itself. How did he keep all Tayag mitzvahs? Chayre didn't have kibbutz avayim. You were going to ask that a long time ago. I see already. It's a shtarka kasha. Maybe the pshat is that in the Torah that he learned, all the Torah that he learned attributed to the mitzvahs, maybe I saw it under Baron Leib Steinman. Shlita, I saw in the Sefer Aliyas HaShachar, yes, this kasha. What do you mean he kept all the mitzvahs? And kibbutz avayim, no, some kibbutz avayim maybe because he was told by Yitzchak and Rivka to go get to find a wife. So there's all that time, but he was only doing it passively, and Esav doing it actively. So maybe that's why he was scared about that. No. And he says, how could he has a baby? He says Yaakov Avinu married two sisters. That itself is against the Torah. Oh, that was your kasha.
No, that was Leib's kasha.
Oh, about Yaakov Avinu. Oh, okay, yeah. So that he answers based on the Reb Chaim Volozhin, the Nefesh HaChaim says that the Kedem Anteira, that Ovis knew that whatever would bring a greater tikkun to the world, that's what they're allowed to do. So that's sort of considered a mitzvah, but what he meant to say is that except for those instances, he didn't, and he could have married two other sisters if he wasn't keeping the Torah. He kept the Torah. Regardless of that, but that's what Yaakov Avinu says, Tayr Mitzvah Shemarati. But why he was saying that is because he was going to Kadosh Baruch, he says, I'm afraid that Esav has this one mitzvah. But Kadosh Baruch, who you know, Tayyum Mitzvah Shemarti, and you know Sharva Chamara, have Yosef and Yisachar, who are also going to be great in the future. But this Rambam, I think one thing we can learn from Esav, if we have to learn from Esav, because he does come up in the Parsha a lot, this is one thing we can learn from Esav. And you find this is what the Gemara in Shabbos tells us, that they once asked, Maharach the Yomim, they asked different Amirayim, why did you live long? What were you zeichet to longevity? He says, oh, Mitzvah Tzitzis. Mitzvah Tfillin, he did Mitzvah Tzitzis, everybody does Mitzvah Tzitzis. That means that was the one mitzvah, like the Rambam is saying, that was the one mitzvah that he decided he's going to perfect, do it b'shleimus, do it with kavanah shleima, geroi, kahogain, lishma, ba'ava, one mitzvah a person did, the Rishonim say over there, the Ritva, the Ran, they say over there, that a person should take one mitzvah, and perfect that one mitzvah. Actually, the Ran and the Drushes explains this Rambam say because that one mitzvah will then carry over to other mitzvahs. But regardless if you learn the pshat like that or not, it seems from Esav that's not how they learned the pshat. That one mitzvah could have been his ticket to Gan Eden to Olam Haba. So that's one mitzvah. Us as Yidden, we have to do all Tayag mitzvahs, and we have to come to Kadosh Baruch and say Tayag mitzvah shamarti. But we have this Yisayid anyway from the Rambam, and this is maybe pshat in the dialogue between Esav, Yaakov, and a Kadosh Baruch. Thank you.